Blog Talk
Well,
Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're back. We give God the glory. We thank God for the things he has done for us. There is no God like my God. But one thing I found out this weekend in my ministry, when I went out to do a great revival in Texas City, I discovered that there is a movement of the witches that scripture in the Old Testament, New Testament, about the witch who was in the Old Testament, New Testament. There is a movement of they taking over in churches. And what they're doing is this, and I witnessed it as I was ministering. I saw what I saw. Jezebel spirits are active. And I said, well, Lord, have mercy. There are so many people who say that they are and they are not. There are more hypocrites, and I call them hypocrites, prophesize, preachesize, apostolize, teacherize, and they're on their way straight to hell, trying to make themselves bigger. And so what I've come to understand and loving for God, I said, God, keep me in your hand. So tonight I want to thank you once again for listening, because I have a beloved sister who's on the line with us, who has a word for us. I believe God has given her a word. Hello, Sonia.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Hearing your voice, I feel like I own 20 cents.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we give all the glory to the Lord. And,
amen.
We thank him for the opportunity to come again on the radio to speak about the Word of God, to be a vessel that he can use in this time, this day, this hour. And we just give him all the glory, because it's all about Jesus, him crucified, and
amen.
What he has done because of the love he has for the world. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it's all about. For God
That's
so loved the
about.
World that he gave his only begotten Son,
amen.
that whosoever believeth on him shall
amen.
Not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's what it's about, the act of believing
amen.
And the faith in God. It's not about what we do, what we have, who we are. It is about believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and that God sent his only Son because he loved us.
Amen.
Because
amen.
Of taking care of that penalty of sin. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
Oh, yeah,
amen. Praise God. We're going to talk about you can begin again. Amen. You can
amen.
Begin again. You can begin again. You
amen.
Know, every day that we wake up, we have an opportunity to begin again. Amen. That's such a blessing.
Amen.
You know, and for all of us, no matter where we are, what stage we're in, because, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't know why this happened to me. I've been serving the Lord. You know, like you have done something for God.
Preach it, sister, preach it.
Like you have qualified yourself. Like, you know, our works, our things that we do. What we do in the church or what we've done that we call good or our good deeds have qualified us to have something with God. Because we might have paid tithes or gave offerings, we feel like, okay, I don't know why God allowed this in my life. I have served the Lord all my life. Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what
you know,
that's it.
That doesn't qualify us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to take care of the debt that we owe for sin. He reconciled us back to him through giving us his Son to die on the cross for us. So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, because we can begin again, and nothing that we do qualifies us. Only
amen.
One thing. Believe and having faith. And it's to me, you know, people go back and forth about believe and faith, same thing to me. Because you got to believe to have faith. And to have faith, you've got to believe. Amen.
All glory.
The bottom line of this message for me, for you, and everybody here on this station tonight is you can begin again. Amen.
Amen.
I want to start out and with giving God all the glory. Father, thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to share your word. And we ask you, Lord God, let it be all of you and not us. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to manifest yourself. You speak the word, oh God. You give us the word you want us to have tonight. You give us the word, oh God. And Father, I just surrender to you and say, have your way.
Have your
Lord,
way.
Lord, decrease me that you increase. You take over, Heavenly Father. It's our desire to hear from you. We welcome the precious Holy Spirit, and we bind every work of the enemy. My life, Dr. Hunter's life, and all those listening right now, and all over this radio and airway, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, in advance. For what we're about to receive, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we will start out with 1 John 1 and 9. You can begin again. Amen.
Amen.
The verse says in 1 John 1 and 9 that if we, didn't leave anybody out here, if we confess our sins,
yes,
he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, this scripture, we could probably stay on this for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
It has a whole lot in it. You know, it gives us the condition. Yes. You know, that's a very big step for some of us that are full of pride or full of blame. If we confess our sin. If you can come clean, he is faithful and just to cleanse us. He is faithful
yes.
and just to forgive us.
Forgive
and
us.
To
Amen.
Cleanse us. Of all unrighteousness, but you have to confess your sins first.
First.
You know, God is more willing to forgive us for the ways we have offended him and defied his standards. See, that's what it's all about right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, you know, it all this, every time we sin, this is directly against God. After all, this is why he sent his son, Jesus. If it was a light matter, he wouldn't have had to do all that. He came. God came down to take care of this mess.
Amen.
So if this was a light matter, Amen. He wouldn't have had to come in the flesh.
My
to
God,
die
my God.
In our place and to pay the penalty for our sins. But in order to
my
receive God. His forgiveness, we must willingly, come on, that's a serious word there. Willingly admit
yes.
that we have gone our own way and defied God. Defied means just resist or refuse God his way. You know, when we willingly do things without even inquiring of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of stuff can fall into the area of sin because, you know, if you look at going your own way versus going God's way, that's sin. When you
yes.
but we have his response on this thing. If you confess your sin, if you willingly
mm-hmm.
admit,
if
you come clean to me, I will be faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you. You see, David knew a lot about this.
Glory. Hallelujah.
David, and, you know, I love David's story because it talks about him as a man after God's own heart. It showed us his goodness, and it showed us how bad he could be. But you know what David did? David repented. And that means he willingly admitted that he had gone astray. And he was forgiven. And I love that example of this king, the highest authority in Israel. Everybody make mistakes. Everybody make mistakes. And God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's such a blessing. We thank God for that. Give him all the glory. He is an awesome God. We thank him for it. And we must submit. We must then submit to Jesus' authority and allow him to purify our lives spiritually. God's response to such humility, when we willingly admit that we have gone astray, God's response to our humility and surrender is consistent with his faithful character and his forgiving nature. David cried out, "Hear my prayer." In Psalm 143, David cried out, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness." You know, this is a man that knew God and knew how God responded to when we willingly admit that we've gone wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's the issue right there. You know, if we
my God,
confess our sins, if we willingly admit that we've gone astray, he's faithful.
Amen.
And that's God's character. That's God's character. That's God's character. And, you know, we're not dealing with a tyrant. We're dealing with a loving God. Isn't that beautiful?
A loving God.
You know,
amen.
God, you know, and the thing about it tonight, as we look at these scriptures, things are so wrong in the world. But we have a God that's right with us every step of the way. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
He's with us every step of the way. He's ready. He's ready. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He's not going to just forgive us, but he's going to get us out the mess, to not return to that mess again, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
We thank God for that tonight. I don't know about you, but I need it because I thank him for that.
I know. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Turn with me to Jeremiah 31 and 34. Jeremiah 31 and 34. I'm going to keep it moving here. Jeremiah 31 and 34. We're talking about how good our God is. We're talking about you can begin again. You can begin again. That's what's so good about God. And for those of us on the radio that have never chosen him as our Lord and Savior, you're going to hear some good stuff tonight because it is not hopeless. We have a great hope. We have a Savior. We have a Lord and Savior that can he's there for you right now. He stands at the door and knocks. And
amen.
That's what's going on tonight, some great knocking. That's a blessing for him to knock. And he's always knocking and trying to woo us and trying to tell us, come on back to me.
Yes.
I receive you. He's never rejecting us. So I'm at Jeremiah 31 and 34. Jeremiah 31 and 34 says, "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me." This is the Lord talking. "From the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more."
Nope.
That's a great God. He has a forgiving nature. He has answered the sin issue. "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor." Amen. "For they shall all know me." Under the terms of the new covenant, this is Jesus, talking about Jesus, God's life agreement. That's beautiful right now. Established by Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, all people who accept Christ and entrust their lives in him can personally know God See, this is the great thing about all this. When we're not playing church and we're not playing religion, people can get to know God personally. He wants a personal relationship with us. It ain't about all these performances and, ooh, that was a good, no. It ain't about, ooh, that was a good service and they did the play. No, it's about knowing God. It's about a relationship, a personal relationship, and enjoying a friendship with Jesus.
Yes.
That's what this is
Praise
about. It's about a personal relationship with God.
That's
what he's saying to us. This is the agreement. This is the life agreement. This established by Christ's death and resurrection for us to have a relationship. You know, Jeremiah is talking about we will have direct access to God and we'll experience his consistent presence through the Holy Spirit living within us.
Whoa.
Now, come on, somebody.
Preach it, sister. Preach it.
If you don't have a relationship with God tonight, and if the Holy Spirit ain't living in us, we need to know something right now. I got to get it together. Because if I'm talking about I'm a Christian and I ain't got no relationship with God and I don't have his presence in me, then let me know, I don't know. I need to get this thing right tonight.
My God.
You know, some of us think we've been believing for years, but we don't have this.
My
God. We got to get this thing together. It is about a personal relationship. It is about the Holy Spirit in you. We should be seeing love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, kindness. We should see the fruit of the Spirit in you if you're in Christ. Come on now, somebody. We all need to be seeing that list of the flesh. We all know. You want me to go over there? Because we all not see that. We all not see this anger, this malice. We should not be seeing this sexual immorality. We shouldn't see that stuff. We shouldn't be seeing this lasciviousness. We shouldn't be seeing none of that mess. We should be, if you're in Christ, we ought to see the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus said, now see, I didn't say it. You'll know them by the fruit to bear. That's what he said. So now we all need to check ourselves. See, the mirror is sitting in front of me right now. Okay? So that's the bottom line. It's not time to be playing around because, you know what, any second we could die. Now, what's going to happen then? Think about that one. Sure put a lot on my mind just then. Because you know what, if we're not in Christ, we're going to have a serious awakening at that point. Hello? All right, so we're going to continue on with this because that's one we all need to think about. If we would die right now, where would you go? If you don't have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died on the cross for your sin and that he was raised from the dead by the power of God.
My God.
We need to get that thing together tonight. Because if you don't have that relationship and you die, you spend an eternity in hell. That's just as simple as it can be. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
That's a very
simple thing. All he asked us to do was believe. And from the point of believing, he takes over. But we have to allow that. That is the time of surrendering our will to his will be done in our life. Amen?
Amen.
As we continue to look at this scripture, with Jeremiah 31 and 34, he says, I will forgive their iniquity. And as we just talked about, being forgiven for sins, our shortcomings toward God, and being restored to a right relationship with God, talking about that personal relationship, this is the foundation of the new covenant. That's the bottom line of the new covenant. It's just that.
That's it.
That's the new covenant right there.
That's the new covenant.
And this is the spiritual benefit, and it's based on Christ's sacrificial death on the cross. That's what he did all this for. to restore you back into a right relationship with God. Amen?
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He came down in flesh. He so loved us that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Isn't that beautiful?
That's
John,
beautiful.
I know I've been saying it over and over. That's John, John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world. I had to turn that for a minute and just read it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
That is the basis. That is the new covenant right there. That's it.
That's it.
You
That's
can
it.
Begin again. You can
My
begin
Lord.
Again. You yeah. can begin again. No matter where you are tonight, even me, I'm beginning again, okay? And we can begin again. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sins, for my sin. Let's take it personal. It is personal. This is personal. Want to go on over to Isaiah 53:4-6. And I know we're getting close to the time, but this we're going to let this march us on out. Isaiah 53:4-6. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Isaiah 53:4-6. It says, surely he has borne our
grief
and carried our sorrows. Yet he did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen?
Amen.
We, like sheep, have gone astray. Come on now, all. Not some of us, not the ones good looking or the ugly ones, or the low income or the high income, or the people that have been working in the church, or the ones that got bought a church, or the people that have been around the church, or outside the church, but all we like sheep have gone astray. That include
Hallelujah.
All of us. We have
all
turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Woo!
Glory. Hey!
Okay.
Hey!
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Can
Thank
begin
you.
Again. That's what the Lord is telling us tonight. You can begin again. Born our griefs. And you know what? He's repeating it over and over to us. And infirmity usually refers to a physical weakness or illnesses. We're talking about these griefs. This verse is quoted also in Matthew 18:8-17 with reference to Jesus' ministry of healing, both physically and spiritually. Jesus took our place and punishment when he suffered and died to pay the full penalty for our sins and, you know, the sins of humankind. His suffering and sacrifice was so perfect and complete that they provide deliverance and relief from our sicknesses, diseases, as well as our sins. You know, there's a song that says there's power in the name of Jesus.
But Jesus.
This verse supports you to break every chain. Amen? Because you know what?
Amen.
The chains come from sicknesses, diseases, and sins. And every
Amen.
Chain, his suffering and his sacrifice was so perfect and complete that it provided complete deliverance, complete relief from our sickness, disease, and sin. That's every chain right there. Any chain that the enemy could put on us, the power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. For this reason, as believers, we should be praying and focusing on for deliverance from everything, from healing of sickness, disease, as well as these sins. We shouldn't let nothing go by without holding up the name of Jesus over it because of that power to break every chain. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgression. We just going to break this thing down. To transgress means to cross the line. I said, oh, Lord. help me tonight. You know, we cross a lot of lines all day long and decide to balance this, as in violating the law or committing a crime. All humanity has violated God's perfect law, and our crime is actually against God. Our defiance and opposition to God are so extreme that they demand the most severe punishment, the death sentence. The death sentence.
My God.
Separation from God. Christ was crucified, and the way he was crucified wasn't an easy, this thing, you know, they make it look pretty in some ways. This crucifixion was, he was beaten, he was bruised, and then he was nailed to an upright cross until he died. Because God allowed him to take our place. That's the type of punishment we deserve, but you know what? For us to die like that wouldn't have benefited anything. God came down and took our punishment, and that gave mankind the opportunity to be restored back to God.
My God.
He took our place as our substitute and suffered the death penalty that our sins deserve.
Well,
by admitting our sins, here we go again, by admitting our sins, we're going right back to the first verse. By willingly admitting our sins and accepting Christ's sacrifice as our own, we can receive forgiveness and have peace with God.
Amen.
But if you want to keep covering tonight, guess who's going to torment you? As long as you want to keep covering, blaming, and hiding, you're going to be the devil's playground.
Amen.
In his playground, he loves that. He got a group of demons for you. And you know that's not the way God wants you to live. He wants you to live with love, joy, happiness, peace, and the Holy Spirit. You know, it's all there for us. And this peace, you can't buy it. You can't buy it. All you can do is believe it. You can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ tonight.
Praise his holy name.
He paid the penalty for your sins, that he died on the cross, and that God raised him from the dead. It says in Romans 10:9 that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus
and believe
is Lord, that he paid the penalty for your sins, and believe that God raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. If you will believe and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, tonight has been a great night. Tonight that what she has preached and taught can begin again. Well, one thing I will say in the end of the message tonight, what God has blessed her with, I will say this. I like to make a quick report. Where I preached that yesterday, a young man I prayed for, he had a heart attack, so I want us to keep him in prayer. But I want to move on to the next person on the radio station. Are you there? Amen. Let me see if she's here. Yeah? All right. Hang on with me. Stay on it with me. All right. Amen. God bless you, sister. Are you there?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, it's your time to tell us what the Lord has laid on your heart.
Oh, praise God. Oh, glory to God. Well, I enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving, everyone out there in Radio Land. This is Minister Prince of Saint Francis Love.
And we my God, my God.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up unto glory. That is God, and God is Jesus Christ. And I want to run, I have ran all the references. I want you to know and get your thinking caps on and your 1 Peter 1:20 if you're out there in Radio Land, so that you can know that you are serving God and of angels, and he was received up unto glory.
Yes.
He is talking about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So now we go on to 1 Peter 1:20.
No. My God, my God.
Yes, sir. Here, the state, you plant your feet in concrete. There ain't but one way. One way, I'm willing to lay my life down. But there's only one way. That God was manifested. And as we've quoted to you many times, in the beginning was the Word. St. John chapter 1:1. And the Word was with God, and the Word came from God. And then further down in that same chapter, it says, and God said, and when God said, Jesus came from the bosom of God. When, like, you hear my words, y'all don't see my face here on TV now. I'm still trying to find 1:20 for you. I had this thing all lined up. I get out of confusion.
You're breaking up. Yeah, but you're still breaking up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got to change phones.
Amen.
But in the meantime, while I'm getting ready to change phones, I am going to continue to talk until we get there. That God is the only way. My phone, this phone, piece of junk. But as soon as I can get changed to another phone, I will change.
Amen.
I started not to use this phone, but it was doing so good all through the other speaking. I didn't have any problem listening anyway. Oh, praise God. The devil is a liar, and he's already defeated. Change phones. Let me see right here. We have the victory. Can you hear me now? Am I breaking up now?
Go ahead. I can hear you a little better now. Hey, you better now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, all right. So, I want to give you all these scriptures so you won't think that I'm just telling you Jesus is God. I want to prove to you that Jesus is God. John 1:14, Revelation 19:13, Hebrews 2:11, John 8:32.
My God.
And we have many, many voices. Right here in 1 John, it says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, because many false spirits have come into the world. And one of the greatest ones out there right now from a lot of celebrities is telling you that there's more than one way to God. And that is a lie. That is a bald-faced lie. I stand on both shoes in the concrete telling you there is only one way to God, and that's Jesus Christ, better known in the Hebrew as Yeshua HaMashiach. He was here walking with me now. Which one was it? Which God was it that said, I have forgiven you all your sins and trespasses, just believe on me. You find me that God, because he ain't in existence. There's nobody else who gives you the promise of eternal life. None of them told you that I'm going away and I'm going to build you a mansion. And where I am, you will also be there. There's nobody else promised you that. And that I'm going to wipe away all your tears. And that you're going to walk on streets of transparent gold. You tell me this? You show me this God. He has
an
acquaintance with real God. They still became ignorant. Became ignorant and built him a God out of a golden calf that couldn't breathe, couldn't move, couldn't talk, couldn't do nothing for him. Can you
living God.
The living God. But this is what the world is. This is why now you got fame, you got money, you got riches untold, you got all these things, and yet we're already seeing people commit suicide out of minutes. Right this minute,
yeah.
Attention.
Oh, glory.
Oh, glory. For me to say that I'm equal with God only because of the mindset. And that is where he was teaching us. He was teaching us by example that this is how you have victory. Because he just leaned into his flesh while they were spitting on him. If you be God, come down from the cross and save yourself. While they were giving him vinegar, while they were punching him in the side, he didn't have to take it, but he did. He had power. He was God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, preached unto the Gentiles, seen of angels, and
received over
5,000. I like to give you the point of love. This was love that died for you. This was love that tucked himself in and became obedient unto death. If you know anybody else, any other God, since these philosophers say there's more than one way, you find me them people that tell you there's more than one way. And you laugh at them. Because they not them other ways. None of them other ways or confessing. Confessing. Or shouting it to the roof. I have
delivered.
Been redeemed. I have
redeemed.
Been justified. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High. And the Bible says that we're going to stand around his throne. The angels are around his throne 24/7, giving him praise. Praise. And every part of him is a whole new facet, like a diamond. Go take a diamond outside tomorrow in the sun. And then let the reflections flicker off. You won't see the same reflection once. Not once. Nothing but once. It's so many facets. God is more than that. God is more than that. I'm here to tell you.
Yes, he is. My God, my God. My God, my God.
Pastor Hunter can tell you. He came into contact with some demons. The demons are on the rise because they want to. They want to hinder you. And right now, the demons are. Don't believe there's one way. She's down minded. She's self centered. She only believe there's one way. Poor thing. Well, I'm here to tell you. Believe me when I tell you. It's only one way. One truth. One life. Truth. One life. That is.
My God, my God.
One way.
My God, my God.
That is Jesus Christ. And the devil. He wants to lend company. He already got plenty of company. One thing he can be assured of, he's not going to be alone. I've heard people, we used to laugh and joke, oh, I won't be alone. But I tell you, you won't be able to enjoy none of them other tormented souls either. You won't be able to, y'all won't be able to relish in your torment. Because eternity forever.
Eternity.
Forever, eternity is forever.
Eternity. My God, my God. Amen.
My God is waiting for you. It doesn't matter that there's 50,000 people in Italy or 50,000 people in France or in Jamaica or wherever, or Haiti, you know. He's able to touch you right there where you are. He's able. This
God.
As much as he blessed me, I don't have to be jealous because he said, you find me. You tell them movie stars that tell you they're talking one way. You come bring them to me and tell me that there's more than one way. And tell me which one of them told them that they're going to live forever in bliss with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You tell me that they tell you that because if you want to put money on it, you put your money on it. They can't tell you because there ain't another God. There is but one God, one baptism, one faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think time is mine. And I want to give you all the praise, Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ, for your word. For it is your word. For in it we live, we move, and we have our being. It is life and more, and it is joy unspeakable. So I want to leave you with this, without controversy, again, 1 Timothy 3:16, and great is the mystery of God.
My God.
Believed on in the world and received up into glory, unto glory. Now you find that person that's on TV that tells you there's more than one way, and you tell her to tell you who else was an evangelist, who else was preached unto the Gentiles, who else? you tell her. Who was believed on in the world, received up unto glory, and who's up there?
Amen. Well, you know, tonight is a blessed night because our God has spoken once again through us. And I will say to those who are on the radio, behind the scene, in the scene, and listening, one thing I will say moreover than anything in the world, this man called Willie J. Hunter come to know Jesus Christ better. I have seen what God can, will, do. If we do one thing, trust, believe, be obedient, don't look to the left or to the right, but keep looking up unto him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we hear the word Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. One thing I will say tonight, I will say to you after I had a great revival down there in Texas City yesterday at 12 o'clock. God had a great move down there. But I have found out something when a young man called me named Abraham called me this morning at 6 o'clock. He said, Brother Hunter, I must tell you. I said, okay, may I spend some time with y'all just a few minutes? Audience, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I'll just say, because after Abraham called me, he said, Brother Hunter, he said, that was a great man of God that went on to be with the Lord. He told me he was talking about these spirits, these Jezebel spirits. And he gave me a quick synopsis of what's going on. I said, my God, my God. He said the first thing, and I said, well, okay, brother, I'm going to get with you. And we're going to believe God what God is doing. And so after I heard that, I said, Lord, keep me in your most powerful hand. And when he told me what I understood, I began to see things that have passed and gone right before me, what's going on in this present world. And when I found out, beloved, when I found out that there are more pastors, the fivefold ministry, they're the hypocrites of this generation. They don't believe in God. They see what they want to see for themselves. And I know, because what I'm going through right now caused me to surrender more to the Lord. Now, sometimes, most of the time, any time, you can charge me. It don't bother me. But as long as I know that I have Yeshua HaMashiach, as long as I know that I have him in my life, I don't care what nobody say, what nobody do. But let me show you something yesterday. I must tell a testimony. When I was doing the big move yesterday, this young man came up and for prayer, and I asked one question, and I must tell the truth, the devil be shamed, the devil be shamed. I said, brother, God told me to tell you that baby you got, where's the mother? He said, well, I don't know and don't even care. I'll make it simple and plain. He refused to forgive. And I got word tonight after much prayer and believing with him, he's had a massive heart attack today. So what God telling us, is God telling us the devil is coming to, the devil is after us? Is it? Yes, he is. And I like what has been said on the radio station tonight. And I will say this. I'm praying for him. I'm believing for him. But that spirit, that Jezebel spirit, that lying spirit from hell, even in the book of Revelation speaks about her. In the Old Testament speaks about her. And there are a lot of people who wants to control everything out behind that spirit. I didn't know that there was so many pastors. Don't want to, they're comfortable in that position. They don't want you to upset nothing, no, but don't bother nothing. But that's not the scripture. Oh, unrighteous shall be revealed. And I like the way the sister taught, both of them, sister taught it tonight. One thing we can come to the point of, you know, once you can begin again. Once you can begin again. And then when the sister came in to tell us what Yeshua HaMashiach wants from us, he wants nothing but the God so loved us. Can you imagine? He so loved us. Now, us mean them, those, black, white, rich, and poor. He loved. And we got, see, one thing, my heart believes, my heart is crying out for the audience I saw yesterday. And I saw things in the spirit that God took me to another level. And I said, well, Lord, here I am. Use me. And I watch God. I watch God. He did some things yesterday that even in my life, I'm not bragging about it, but I'm very happy because he's right there with me. And, you know, that young man, he going to live. As we were on the radio, God told us that he shall live and not die, because he's going to declare. Because he heard the word yesterday. And yesterday when this young man from Puerto Rico, he has Puerto Rican descent, but he's born in America. His mother's black and his mother, one of us from Puerto Rico. And when he came up, my God Almighty, the anointing of God took charge of that whole room. When he and I came together and the fire of the Holy Ghost began to permeate. And I'm just thankful to God. And I would ask you tonight to pray for that brother in Texas City. We pray for him. I didn't get all of his name, but we pray for that brother who had that heart attack. See, it was of the devil. The devil came. But because of ignorance, Paul said, I will have you not to be ignorant. My beloved, I will say to us tonight while we're on the radio station, one thing I will say, I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. I'm not looking for nothing but him. And the more I see, and the more I can tell you that's happened to me in the last 24 hours, an attack of the devil. But I done told the devil, I said, no, you have to get a better fight, because I'm not fighting with flesh. I'm fighting with the Holy Spirit. I'm fighting with the blood of Jesus. I'm fighting with the word of God. I'm fighting with the angels. I'm not going to give up. Amen, somebody. Amen. Well, tonight I love you, and I thank you for just listening. I'm going to enter into prayer, and I'm going to believe God. And so until the next time, I'll see you, and may God bless you, and may God keep you.